Hello.
Hi, is this John?
Yeah, this is John.
John, my name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
Oh, hi, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So I got your letter about Stephanie.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about what's going on with her.
Well, she's had a lot of struggles for the last few years. She's a pretty brave young lady. She's actually gone 2 years without heated water. I was surprised. I didn't know this stuff was happening. Anyway, she's just kind of been struggling to stay on top of things. And she does it all by herself, raising two boys with no help.
So I understand there's a lot of electrical issues with the home she's in?
Yeah, inside the boys' room, it was actually having a lot of big flaming arcs coming out of her paneling, which was pretty scary.
Yeah.
And then she had one plug-in that she could use. I was able to have an electrician come in, and they've actually fixed the panel, but I think she still only has one plug-in to use. That's a little tough.
Yeah, it
to
is.
To say the least.
What do they do for a heat source?
She's got a pellet stove, but I don't know if it can work because of the lack of electricity.
Okay. So the big thing is getting the electrical repaired, so that way everything in the house should work as normal.
For as much as a person can get, she needs a hot water heater, so I need to be able to have the electric at least up to that hot water heater to where her pellet stove is, so that'll be able to put out heat as well.
What does she do for income? Is she working or anything, or just stay-at-home mom, kind of just doing some side jobs? What's the scoop?
She's been looking for side jobs. She does do a little bit of caretaking for a gentleman. Mm-hmm. She was helping another guy, but he passed away, so she lost that job. She has some income. I don't ask her too much on that because she wants to do everything on her own.
I can understand trying to be independent and stuff.
Yeah.
So now you've put up the money so far to get the electrical repaired.
I was able to put up enough to get the paneling done. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much more it's going to cost to get more of the electrical done. At least I don't have to worry about that panel anymore.
Well, John, Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program is not only going to help out Stephanie, but we're going to help you as well.
Me?
Well, I know that you're having to put up quite a bit of money to get the electrical fix. That's going to be a pretty sizable bill. Thanks to Trina Witten at Columbia Crest Financial Advisors and in partnership with Bean Electric, we're going to take care of a big chunk of that bill to get the electrical fixed for you.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. When we get to that point for the water heater, we're going to take care of buying that for you, too.
Oh. And, well, I'm so grateful. God bless you guys. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you guys very much.
Hello?
Hi, is this Stephanie?
This is.
Stephanie, my name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell me about what's going on with you. It sounds like you guys are having some troubles with some electrical at your house.
I got into this house probably about 5 or 6 years ago, and it was a house that I kind of needed to just jump into because I didn't really have anywhere else to go because I have two children. And I've been in a few abusive relationships. Now I'm with a really, really nice guy, but we don't live together.
Mm-hmm.
So I am a single mom, technically working, and the roof actually leaks. I have two tarps over it right now. It's part of my electric issue. And then my dad was nice enough to pay for a little bit of electrician guy to come in, do a little bit of work. So now I have a little bit electric, but I don't have any hot water due to how bad the electric is in the house. So part of the electric had gotten done, but there's still quite a bit that has to be done. And I don't have heating in the house. We have to use electric heaters, and it's been pretty tight. And I actually don't have anything for the kids for Christmas. I had already told them that they weren't getting anything for Christmas because I can't afford it.
I can only imagine. What's going on with your heat source? What's your main heat?
We're actually in the middle of trying to put in a pellet stove, but that's what will be our source as soon as we finish it up.
Okay, that's good.
Trying to make it a little more better.
I understand that you haven't had hot water in your house in a couple of years.
Yes, so I actually heat up my water for the kids, or we go over to a friend's house to shower, or we go to my mom's house to shower. So we shower everywhere else but my house.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been tough.
I can imagine. That's gotta be rough.
Yeah, it sucks trying to do dishes in freezing cold water.
Mm-hmm.
Actually just got a washer and dryer last year, and I love it. If it wasn't for that, I would actually still be doing my clothes down at the laundromat.
Mm-hmm.
But having to wash everything in cold water has been kind of poopy. And then I, with the electric issue, I can't use my stove, so I have to use a electric pan that I boil water in so that we can do dishes, or they can take a bath, or I can bathe our animals. That's kind of how it's been for a while.
Wow.
Just kind of gotten used to it. Yeah, it's not the funnest, but it definitely works when you don't have nothing else.
Yeah,
so.
That's very true. So Christmas doesn't look good. You told the kids that they're not getting anything for Christmas, huh?
Yeah. I just can't afford it. With bills and everything, it's been pretty rough going.
Are you keeping up with your bills at least?
I'm trying. Yeah. I'm not behind on anything yet. So far, so good.
That's good.
But that's been tough. And now my car is trying to break down, which sucks. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's not too bad, I guess. Still floating around.
Well, Brooke Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program would like to give you a little hand up.
Oh, my gosh. I appreciate that.
We talked with Bean Electric, and in partnership with Trina Witten from Columbia Crest Financial Advisors, we're going to help your dad out in trying to get more of that electrical fixed up and repaired so majority of the stuff in your house works.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. That means the world to me.
We're going
to
get that hot water heater replaced with a new one, so that way you have hot water again.
Oh, thank you so much. That's awesome. I don't know what to say.
Going
to
get you a nice gift card to DC Farmers Co-op. That'll be good for fuel. That'll be good for pellets. That'll be good for whatever that the co-op has that you might need.
Awesome. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
I got some gift cards coming for you for Fred Meyer's, so you can give those kids at Christmas.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate this.
Well, you need to thank Gary at Die Hard Construction. He helped out with that one, so.
I will, absolutely.
Thanks to Red Barn Dispensary, we'll get you a gift card to Sherm's Thunderbird so you can get a little bit more food stocked up.
Awesome, thank you.
And we've also teamed up with B&D Meats out there in Green, so we'll get you a nice good meat pack as well for the freezer.
Oh, okay. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome, Stephanie. I know things have been rough and tough, and you're pushing through it the best you can, and it sounds like you got a couple good boys there that don't complain and that are thankful for what they have, and hopefully this kind of makes things a little bit easier going through the rest of the holidays and get you kind of started off on next year on the right foot.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Happy holidays from Rogue Credit Union and 104.5 SAM FM.